We have a guest joining us here in studio this morning, talking with Eleanor Teets of Griswold. The Griswold Food Pantry is having an opportunity that's a little over and above what they normally do with a mobile food pantry coming up here very quickly. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. How long have you been involved in the food pantry effort in the Griswold area?
I think it was in 2004 or 5 that I started.
How'd you get started in the first place?
After Dennis died and I moved to town, I wanted something to do, and one of the ladies was retiring, and so I started helping, and then I'm the only one left of that group.
It's quite a bit of work to coordinate, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So you could use more volunteers?
We can always use volunteers, but we've got a lot of good volunteers. Barb Schroeder and Karen Underwood do the bagging and the taking care of seeing about getting it handed out.
Sure.
I go in and piddle around.
Somebody's got to coordinate all this
yeah.
stuff. Do you have, is it once a month? Is that when your distributions are, every 2 weeks? What is that? What's
no,
the distribution?
We do it the second and fourth Tuesdays.
Okay, so a couple of times a month.
Yeah, from noon to 2.
There's a good amount of need for the service, isn't there?
It seems like we get new ones most of the time, about every time. And sometimes they come back, and sometimes they don't. That it's something that'll get them over a hump. But then we've got ones that come in about every time.
Sure. Have you noticed an uptick since COVID hit? Or has it been pretty steady?
It's been maybe a little bit more, but not too bad.
Sure. Good. It's a lot like other food pantries around the region. Seems like every community has some sort of a food pantry effort. They're all looking for a lot of the same things.
Yes. Yeah. We're very blessed. Our churches all collect, and they generally have one Sunday a month. And then the school, when they're going on, have been fantastic. They have some very good food collections, and they make games out of it, and who can beat who, and and they go out and solicit from the community for prizes, and
sure.
and that they can give away. And
well, it's nice to have the kids involved and interested in this.
Oh, it is, yes, and they bring it in and set it on the table, and sometimes if they have time, depending on which collection it is, what time of day, they will go through them for us and take out the outdated things. And
sure.
And so
nice to have some strong backs once in a while.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Have you had to change the structure or how you do the distributions because of the COVID effort?
Yeah, we did. Because we used to have them come into the church. Mm-hmm. It's at the Methodist Church in Griswold. And we used to have them come into the church. And then they could... we'd have things that they could pick out what they wanted out of it. And now we just box everything up, and they drive up out front, and one of the helpers ask them who they are and how many, and to stay in their vehicle. And they come in and tell Barb, she writes them down, and then they take them out to them.
A lot easier that way. And
it is. They definitely don't know what they're going to get.
Well, no. But they know they're going to get good stuff.
Yeah.
And the whole point is they get things that are nutritious, things that they can use in a variety of different ways. Of course, right. Things that aren't perishable. That's the key thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about the mobile food pantry. You've got one coming up now this Saturday. How did this happen?
We work with the Food Bank of the Heartland, and they put it on, and or they support it or do it, and we just do the work, and they will bring a truck out. It gets there about 9 o'clock, and we set up, and by 10, we're starting to hand out.
So they're providing the food?
Yes.
Okay, so that's at least you don't have to raise that. That's a big plus in the first place.
That's a big plus, because the most we've had is 135 families go through.
Wow, at one time.
Because they can come from anywhere, and they're not, we don't require...
no documentation or anything?
Right,
yep.
Yeah.
Now, this is for the mobile food pantry or
yes.
for the regular
no,
food pantry?
No, for the mobile.
The regular is a different story.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the regular is the Grizzle School District.
Right. Okay. And so this is open to anyone. You
anywhere.
Guys were selected as a location to be able to do this.
Yes.
Okay. We've seen these in other communities around the area.
Yeah.
It's a nice plus to have because there's more need than just a couple of times a month.
And there's people that are too proud to admit they need stuff, and so they won't come in.
I understand. You hate to see that, because if the need is there, the desire is there for people who want to help.
Yeah.
And it's always there, as you outlined already, through churches, through the school and the students that want to help so badly.
Yeah.
There should never be a reason to not come.
Yeah. We also get from Walmart and Hy-Vee.
Mm-hmm. So you get some assistance there as well.
Yeah.
This is going to be, it says here on my sheet, at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold.
Correct.
This Saturday, March 6th.
Correct.
10 until noon.
Yes.
What should they expect when they come?
They will come in the south door and go sign in. We do have them sign in because we want to know who they are and where they're from and how many they have in their family. And that's the only questions we have. And then they will go out into the main community room.
Sure, yeah, community room.
And wait until their number is called. And then they go back. And we're set up back in their new beautiful room. And they were lucky enough to be able to get grocery carts from Walmart, and I think they get 10, and we try and not keep let any more than that back there to take their stuff, and we've got it all on tables, and they go along and they get so much of each thing, and then the boys will take them out to their car with it in the grocery cart.
So it's not pre-bagged or boxed? They're going to select the items that they need?
Yeah.
Okay, but it is going to be divided out that way, so it's
kind
of, you want to spread things out. We're all distancing a little bit, so
yeah.
Want to be safe that way. And again, the important thing is this is a free program, right?
Correct.
There's no charge to any. You didn't put any money into having this?
No.
There's no charge for the people who come to utilize it?
No. There's no charge.
Okay, that's the best part of all that.
Right.
Yeah, someone else is
helping. You can even come down and get groceries if you want.
There you go.
Or you can help.
Well, and of course, as we said, there's no documentation needed for this, but obviously we want the folks who need it the most to take advantage of it. And there certainly are those families that need that. And I'm guessing, Eleanor, you see a lot of that. It is, in a lot of times, it is families. It's not just one or two individuals.
No.
It's a lot of families that need
the
help.
It's families. And it's not just young families, it's older families that are maybe mom and dad have moved in with the younger ones or grandpa and grandma. And
sure.
So
again, if you do need the service,
yeah,
come take advantage of it. That's why it's there. That's right. Why people do this, is to, you know, we want to have a good feeling knowing that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. That's helping other people.
Right.
So the mobile food pantry, again, will be in Griswold at the Central Church of Christ this Saturday, March 6th, from 10 a.m. until noon. Should they come earlier than that, or just stop by at 10 o'clock? There's no benefit to coming real early?
No, there's no benefits to coming earlier. We'll go ahead and, if they do, we'll go ahead and sign them up, and then they'll just have to sit and wait, because it takes us that hour to get everything set up.
Okay. So and, you'll just be sitting around if you try to come early. There's no benefit to getting in the front of the line or anything.
No.
Okay.
Everyone will get the same thing.
Okay. Perfect. Again, that's 10 a.m. until noon this Saturday at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. That's on Harrison Street. And again, that is supported by the Food Bank for the Heartland and, of course, the local folks in Griswold making this all happen this week. Eleanor Teets, thanks for coming by this morning. Appreciate it. Appreciate all that you and your volunteers do to help support the effort.
Thank you for having us.